In step one, all you're doing is identifying what you're feeling. And once you have that, once you have a sense for what emotion you're having, the next step, step two, is to ask yourself, what story am I telling myself? What story have I selected to tell? What set of beliefs, constructs about reality have I selected? How am I rendering? Remember we talked about rendering. How am I rendering reality that is producing this feeling? Because the feeling is almost always, not entirely, but almost always a direct result of the story you are telling yourself. Remember my client, Mike, very couple of videos ago, we talked about the way in which Mike was full of anxiety about his financial life. Well, after our work together, he realized he was no longer anxious. Nothing changed in his financial picture. He didn't make more money. Other people around him didn't behave differently. What changed was Mike's relationship to his reality. So that meant he began to listen to a different story. And step two is really just to start. You don't have to change anything. You just want to investigate. What story are you telling yourself? You remember the metaphor of the radio station. When you're in your car and you're not feeling good, ask yourself, what song am I listening to on the radio? There are many, many songs to choose from. I've chosen one. And which song is it? What story, what set of beliefs have I chosen? So let me give you a few examples. One of my clients, we're going to call her Barbara. Barbara came to me because her boss was irritating her to no end. She felt that her boss was endlessly negative, focused on all the wrong things, not able to figure out how to stay strategic. She was in the details, in the weeds, trying to figure everything out. And Barbara was getting more and more irritated with the fact that she said, "This woman doesn't trust me." And as we talked, what became clear is for Barbara, that was one of the most important things, was to feel trusted by her direct boss. And everything about this boss's behavior was confirming for Barbara that she was not trusted. And as we explored, what became clear is that there were other ways to tell the exact same story. Now, we're not suggesting that the story you're telling isn't true. It's not that you're lying, though candidly, there are some times when we simply distort what we see, but let's assume we're not. It's that we're saying that the story we tell ourselves is always necessarily incomplete. We cannot ever fully depict every part of reality. We are selecting pieces and suppressing other pieces. And when you begin to notice, yeah, I've selected this piece and I've selected this piece and I've selected this piece. Well, this same boss that Barbara had was immensely generous to her employees and her team. And she stayed way after all of her team would go home. This person was also extremely skilled at what she did. She had this incredible vision for what the future might look like, and she inspired and attracted some of the best players. But Barbara just kept getting frustrated by the fact that she was so disorganized and so focused in the weeds with everybody. And as we talked, we began to tell a different story. And that alternative story was one of a leader who was incredibly generous, one who attracted some of her favorite coworkers that she could work with. And all I did was to ask Barbara to tell me, as you tell the story, both of which are true, and you focus your energy and attention on that story, which one starts to feel better for you? And the answer was, the second story felt better. And I asked her, is that story any less true? Are you lying to yourself when you tell this story that feels better? And her answer was, no, it's absolutely true. She is all those things. And I said, and you're feeling better? Yes. Well, this is a very powerful indicator. So the question you have to ask yourself on any subject in your life that you start to notice, I'm feeling jaundice, I'm feeling sick inside, I'm feeling not so great, you want to ask yourself the question, what story are you telling? Who's the hero in the story that you're telling? Who's the villain in the story that you're telling? So oftentimes we'll tell stories where we are the hero and another person is the villain. I remember one time I was telling a story to myself about all the ways that I was giving in this work relationship, that I was doing more than the other person. They weren't contributing very much. And I just kept having to give more and more, and I wasn't feeling like they were adding any real value, and I was giving more and more and more. And that story made me the hero. Now, you'd think that if you tell a story about you being the hero, that it would actually feel really good. But in fact, even if you tell a story where you're the hero, it can actually feel worse. Because what I was actually telling was the story of, I give too much and I don't get much back. I give too much and I don't get too much back. And my fixation wasn't on my heroism. My fixation was on the lack, was on the things I wasn't getting back. And the more I told that story, the less and less I noticed any contribution. I began to make sweeping generalizations about that other person. And I had lost sight of the many very real contributions they were making to the project that we were working on. And one day I began to realize, my goodness, I feel terrible. I'm angry, I'm frustrated, I'm resentful. What story am I telling myself? And I began to realize, oh, I'm telling a story of Shane as the hero. And he's the burdened hero. He's the hero that is unrecognized and unappreciated. And I wondered, what would it be like to tell a different story? We'll get to that, but you can't actually tell a new story without going through step three. So step two is asking yourself and getting really curious about, what story are you telling? And here I'm going to ask you to doubt your certainty about the rendering of reality, the story you tell. Not because it isn't true, but because it is always incomplete. And if you can allow yourself that, you don't have to change it, you just have to notice it, then you can move to step three, which you gotta do before you can ever change any of the stories. That's the next video.